Hey, before we start the show, I want to recommend a new podcast to you because that's what we do here. If you're searching for a podcast about crime relating to actual life events of military personnel, veterans, their family members, or anyone associated with the military in any way, then I've got a show for you. I want to introduce you to The Military True Crime Addict, where they explore a plethora of actual true crime stories that have yet to make the major news headlines. Stories that upon hearing, you'll be astounded by. Military True Crime Addict touches on topics such as assault, harassment, abuse of power, PTSD, our favorite one, murder, hazing, and all kinds of stories that in some way relate to our military veterans and their extended families. The show tries to provide a voice to the victims and hear their side of the story and raise awareness of the heinous crimes to fight for those that have been most impacted. You don't need to know anything about the military to enjoy this podcast, by the way. So for more information on how to listen, visit their website, militarytruecrimeaddict.com. That's militarytruecrimeaddict.com. Or you can join their Facebook group, Military True Crime Addict. We're going to put a link to their show in our show notes. Thank you so much.
Tim, my brother, we are back talking podcasts. Always a pleasure doing that.
Good,
with you,
as
my friend.
Everyone
how
can
are you,
see,
bud?
I am broadcasting from the plush interior of my Nissan Altima, everyone. So welcome aboard.
I respect the dedication of the craft, Tim. Always carving out time to talk podcasts. So God bless you for that. Dude, so we've been doing this, I think, is this our third year reviewing podcasts? If not more. Okay. I don't know in our entire time discussing podcasts if I've had such a visceral reaction to a podcast before. And the show that we're going to be talking about, guys, is Sleep With Me. The tagline is Help Falling Asleep. And Tim, I'm just going to take you through a little bit of like a time ticker in how I was listening to this podcast to review. We decided to hyper-focus on the most recent episode, and that was Self-Propelled Marionette was the title of it. Okay? It was published March 13th, 2021. So the show starts off with ads and business, and I'm okay with that. Look, podcasters need to do what they got to do. You and I do ad read. Like, I have no problems with that. However, it was I noted it down because it felt like it kept going a bit on and on to me. It was 8 minutes and 49 seconds when the preamble of ads, thanking sponsors, there was even a little ditty, like a song that was thanking listeners in the community. Then they talked about their Patreon. It was like this entire preamble of 8 minutes and 49 seconds. Fine. They needed to handle their business. I'm good with that. And by the way, let me just say this as well. I never want to be mean-spirited when you and I do reviews because we create content. Well, first of all, I never want to be mean about anything in personal doings, business, reviews. I always want to stay in the realm of being constructively critical. So what I am sharing is my visceral reaction I had in listening to this show, a show that is created to help people fall asleep, that states in its mission that people have mental wellness issues, anxiety issues, and this is to help those folks fall to sleep. Okay, so after 8 minutes and 49 seconds of business, they finally start the show. And there's more kind of all I can classify it as is preamble, just rambling, kind of goofy meandering. And I want to play a clip for you. This is 15 minutes into the episode. 15 minutes into the episode of a show that is created to help people fall asleep. Have a listen here, Tim.
Butterscotch, a candy, and a half root beer ball. Root beer barrel or root beer ball? Oh, I don't know. I'll have to check. Sorry, I guess this isn't helpful then because I don't know which one it was. Do you think they're made up of the same stuff? Yeah, probably. I mean, more than likely, it's just one shaped like a ball and one shaped like a barrel. But I don't know if that's probably not going to work for me because, one, I don't have What how do you cut those into half? Because that would seem like I can't.
All right, dude. Dude, at 21 minutes, Tim, at 21 minutes, I bailed. I turned the podcast off. So apparently the crux of the show gets to where there's a story that's told and a story that progressively gets more like purposely devolved and slowed down and sleepy to help people. I don't even know what the story may be like. I never got – dude, who has 21 minutes to invest in preamble, especially – if you're tending to your mental well-being and wanting to get to a sound night of sleep. Dude, am I off my rocker? And let me just say this real quick. Apparently, this is like a character actor. It's a real guy who creates and hosts the show, but he puts on this kind of like Uncle Scooter or whatever he refers to himself, sort of like an affectation. So it's sort of like a play or whatever. But, dude, I don't know. I could not wrap my head around what was going on. Your thoughts?
So there's a couple of things going on here that I think are worthy for discussion. And so I'll take it from the top. So this show popped into like my – or either top podcasts or recommendations in my podcasting app that I use. And it's kind of like an off-brand, so I won't devolve into that. So the first question is, how does a show like this pop into like leading podcasts, trending podcasts, recommended podcasts? So, you know, maybe I'm like super naive and I don't know as much as about podcasting than I think that I do. But do you know anything why something like this would be a top podcast or pop in as a recommendation?
Well, dude, this show has gotten some significant national press. There's been BuzzFeed coverage, New York Times coverage, New Yorker. It's got 14,000 reviews on Apple. I mean, it apparently is like a phenom. And maybe I'm just nuts and maybe I caught an off episode. I don't know. But if this is how they get into the actual storytelling, who the hell has that kind of time to invest
well,
in that?
And then here's the other thing. So like as I'm listening, like I'm like, all right, when I saw it and I just saw like judging a book by its cover, I'm like, oh, these are like stories you can fall asleep to. I like stories. I'm into like fictional podcasts. You know, maybe they are sort of boring, like a podcast to fall asleep to. You know, maybe you just picked like the most boring podcast and you put it on with your earbuds in and it helps you fall asleep at night. Maybe this is what it does. But I think this guy, you know, you notice his cadence is like meandering. And he even says the word meandering in this 20-minute preamble before they get to the thing. I think he's like doing this like intentional cadence, this intentional picking the words intentionally, like so you do fall asleep. I don't know if there's a science behind it or what, but as I'm thinking, that's like really the purpose of this podcast is for people to put headphones on. You know, maybe they have like hypervigilance, where like they get distracted, you know, this the type of person that needs like earplugs and a mask on fall. They need like all their sensories to like to be totally shut off to fall asleep. Maybe that's what this is intended for. But can I play? I'm going to play the actual, like, this is like the first thing out of the guy's mouth. This will give you a taste of what you're in for the whole hour. This is like the cadence and the tone. Let's listen.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls and friends beyond the binary, it's time for the podcaster who's here to, you know, I'm here to empower you, really. I'm here to help you fall asleep. Now, I do it in a very silly way.
All right, let me jump in real quick, Tim, real quick. I respect the mission, and maybe it's so smart and tuned into science back stuff that it's just over my Luddite head and I'm not even getting it. And again, I want to be real careful here. I'm not looking to be mean spirited at all. I just had such a reaction to this that I was just so put off by just the preamble. I keep going back. It's the only word I can think to do. It never got to a point. And dude, if it was that kind of stuff for 10 minutes in total. Dude, at 21 minutes, Tim, it still hadn't got going, and that's when I pulled the plug on it. Do you know by chance, was I at on the cusp? Were they about to get in the story around that time?
Yeah.
Or do you know how much further I would have needed to hang in there?
I was listening to it, and then I got busy at work. And like, so I was like kind of like tuned out, but still listening. And I think around that like 20, 25 mark, they start getting in the story. But it's not much different. It's like, it's just this cadence and this meandering and this tone and this like monotone. And he kind of like, he either like speeds it up or slows it down. And, you know, like I had the same reaction that you did, Mike, the first 5 minutes. I'm like, wow, what's happening? What did I recommend? And I'm thinking, well, you know, we always say like, we don't want to speak badly about a show. You know, if we don't like the show, then we won't even review it, you know, most of the time. And then I'm thinking, well, what's the intention? I think the intent of the show is to literally lull you to sleep, but it does it in a very, very bizarre way.
Yeah. And clearly it's wildly successful. So like props, and let me just give the creator's name. So Drew Ackerman, he's the creator, he's the host, and he reads in this character of Dearest Scooter. That's kind of the guy, the fictitious character that's at the helm of this storytelling. And with that amount of reviews, with that kind of national profile and press, like clearly this dude has tapped into something that is just way above and beyond me. And, you know, it wasn't my cup. Not only was it not my cup of tea, I just couldn't even wrap my head around what was going on there. And to me, it was almost anxiety inducing. And I'm not trying to be cute in stating that. When it kept just not getting to something, I felt myself perking up a little bit, almost in an anxious manner. But I guess for some folks, like you said, it's almost just the pace and the tone and all of that. And that in of itself does it for people. I don't even know that we need to belabor this one, Tim, because I mean, I think I've said all I can say on it. I never had such a reaction to a show in the 3 years we've been doing this.
Yeah, it's tough. So once he got into the story, I did have to tap out. I mean, because I actually did like find myself like starting like to just feel like foggy in my brain. And I'm like, maybe this is the intended purpose. So just to be fair, I'm like, all right, what's the purpose of the show? If the purpose of the show is to make you fall asleep, and I'm not the type of person that has trouble falling asleep, man. My head, I'm done watching my show. My head hits the pillow. I'm out. I'm lucky in that regard. I know some people really have trouble with sleep. So if that's being the case, you know, if you like really have like trouble, your brain's racing at night, or, you know, you have trouble sleeping, maybe give it a listen. But it's not like the type of show where you're going to be captivated in a story or engaged. It's not that. It's very like you said, it's something else is going on here.
Yeah. And look, maybe if someone in his community or someone stumbles upon this review and they hear me and my commentary, and they would just be like, duh, you idiot. Like, you clearly don't get it. That's so possible. I want to flag
he said, he
all
says
my character commentary.
Judge,
yeah,
the
go
show.
Ahead.
You have to listen to a couple of shows to understand what's happening. He does say it, but man.
Yeah. And dude, to your point, the point of the show is to fall asleep. I think of soothing soundscapes, things like that. This was just not any of that. But maybe there's a completely dialed in method to the madness. The amount of reviews and ratings and high national profile publicity kind of would support that this dude is clearly tapped into something. All right, I think we're starting to go around and around. Tim, what is your parting shots on Sleep With Me podcast, the podcast that puts you to sleep, by the creator and host Drew Ackerman, also known as Dearest Scooter? Put a bow on this one.
So,
buddy,
unless I'm unaware of like science involved here of sleep inducing audio stuff, I really just don't see why you couldn't listen to like a book on tape of like Longfellow poetry in an English accent to fall asleep. I don't see the difference. So that's the parting shot, man.
Yeah, I think that's fair enough. Dude, listen, we'll put this one to bed. Again, absolutely no mean-spirited intended here. It was just my gut honest reaction to what I heard. Tim, on all right, the man. Next one. Already looking forward to it, bro.
This episode of A Dude and a Bro podcast is brought to you by the fine folks at Podcorn. As you guys know, we love listening to and talking about podcasts. As podcasters ourselves, we understand the time and energy that goes into getting the right equipment, finding the time to record, and just the daily grind of promoting the show. There are hard costs to building a show, and monetizing your work is a critical component of growth. Enter Podcorn, who is disrupting the traditional and frankly outdated paths to sponsorships. Podcorn is a user-friendly marketplace connecting podcasters to amazing sponsorship opportunities such as host read ads, interview segments, topical discussions, and more. At podcorn.com, you can get started with a user-friendly interface where you can easily browse potential sponsors. Podcorn gives you the flexibility to collaborate with these sponsors and choose the right opportunity that fits the size and scope of your show, and you never give up any rights to your podcast. Click on the link in our show notes to sign up to Podcorn and start browsing sponsorship opportunities right now. We want to give a big shout out to Podcorn. Thanks to Podcorn, A Dude and a Bro can continue to focus our energy and efforts on creating content for you and talking about the podcasts we love. Go to www.podcorn.com today to get started. That's www.podcorn.com. Later.
We are a Dude and a Bro podcast show. We are entrenched in podcasts. We want to do for the world of podcasting what Siskel and Ebert did for movies back in the day. So we love doing reviews of our favorite podcasts. We love suggesting new shows to all the fine folks out there in the world. And then Tim and I love debating topics from the latest and greatest episodes of our favorite podcast shows. Hey guys, you would do us a huge favor if you could head over to podchaser.com. Podchaser is your one-stop shop for all things related to podcasts and your favorite podcast shows. Search A Dude and a Bro podcast show and then leave us a review. If you could take a moment to drop a few lines about what it is you enjoy about A Dude and a Bro podcast show over on the Podchaser site, we'd be eternally grateful for your support. Thanks so much, guys.